certainly in traditional Buddhist cultures, then chanting forms a large part of, say, maybe a Buddhist's daily practice, daily life. Or I was mentioning to the Sangha yesterday, like Ajahn Mun, who's considered sort of the primo meditation master of the era, and but he wouldn't begin his meditations until he'd chanted about an hour or so, and then start meditating. So it's very much seen as a part and parcel of the training of the mind, and bringing to mind aspects of the objects of devotion, bringing to mind the Buddha,